have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh. Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back with challenge exit interview number 5. Can you believe it? This challenge season is flying by. And of course, maybe we had the best episode of the season so far last night as we saw, spoiler alert, Cinco and Azza out after we saw where it was Tyson and Cash sent Sarah and Leo into the challenge, setting up a lot of drama for the back half of the season. We will talk with Cinco and Azza here in a moment. But first, let's bring in one of the co-hosts of our Challenge Rehapa podcast. It's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great. I couldn't agree more. What a fantastic episode. Fantastic season. It's just been so, so good all the way around so far through five episodes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you couldn't see it on the video, but Brian, as I introduced him, he did like a turkey leg rip motion of just to show how excited he is to be here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sarah Lucina, she is something else, isn't she?
Yes. Yes. I've never seen a celebration like that.
Well, there's been some ones on the challenge before. So if you're into like awkward big celebrations, the challenge, they bring that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So be sure to check out the recap with Allie and Brian later on. It's already up, but I mean, don't switch podcasts now because we're about to talk to Azza and Cinco. Let's go ahead and bring them in. And of course, you can see this and all of our interviews on our YouTube channel at robisawebsite.com/YouTube. Hey, Azza. Hey, Cinco. It's Rob Sestrino and Brian Cohen here from RHAP. Very sad to see you out on the challenge after a very exciting episode last night. How close was that final challenge in the elimination?
Oh, wow. It was closer than what we thought. I honestly thought we were a done deal. We had the slowest out anyone to get back. Teams have been going continuously back and forth. But it really brought something in my spirit just to hear TJ say that it's not over. And for us to be able to finish and actually get back to the boat and actually able to start on a puzzle, I'm just like, wow, at that. Because it was just thinking me, someone who can't swim, able to go all that feat to just do that, it's just a lot. So to have it as close as what it was very humbling for me.
So Cinco and Azza, I'm curious, you know, we saw the conversation you had with Tyson. You didn't really want to give out any names about who you wanted to go up against. Cinco, you're especially concerned that Cashier would use that against you. If all things being equal, you had full trust in them, was there a certain team you would have wanted to go up against in the elimination?
Yeah, no, we definitely would have went up against probably David and Alyssa. Obviously, we didn't want to say that because for Azza, it looked crazy for her to go against her own, like, alliance, her own show. And then not even just for Cash, but for Tyson too. You never know when you have to use that trump card in his back pocket. Be like, oh yeah, well, like Cinco and Azza trying to put you, you know what I'm saying, under the bow this time. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, like, we're thinking of long run, long-term game. We're going to make it back in the house. And while I put blood on our hands, we can just keep it on them. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be an accomplice to murder. Like, I'm going to let you take that whole time, bro. I'm cool.
You know, we saw what a struggle it was in the daily challenge. And, you know, kudos to the both of you for the way that you had to handle that situation. Just how harrowing was that to go through that experience in the daily challenge?
Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot. First off, I want to commend the hell out of Azza. She did her thing, especially knowing ahead of time that she wasn't the greatest swimmer. I'm proficient. I'm not the best, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, like, hopefully it's not a swimming challenge, but we got one. We attacked it as best as we could. And the fact that she was able just to push through it and get through it was awesome of her, so I commend her fully. But for somebody that, like, can't swim and have to swim all that distance, that was 225 yards.
Yeah.
Down, down and back twice. So, like, that's a long swim, you know what I mean? And so I commend her for that. That's a crazy challenge. They wrong for giving us that in that murky water. That's disrespectful. But I'm just proud of both of us for finishing it. And we was actually still like in the running. Like, we were really right there to be able to finish the puzzle. I'm still just proud of us and how we worked it all together. But next time she's gonna be right. When she gets a swimming challenge and she's practicing swimming, I'm excited to see her in the next challenge, swimming challenge.
Aza, I want to take a step back to last week where we saw Alyssa and Kylan make their big move to throw in Xavier. We didn't really get a chance to hear your perspective on that this week. Did you have a conversation with Kylan after the fact to, you know, hash things out? Or what was kind of the vibe with you guys back at the house?
Well, he did. You know, he talked to me. He asked me, you know, how the house was. And I was like, they're giving you guys a side eye. Because we're cannibals, you know. I was actually the only Big Brother player that wasn't told about this blind side. So Enzo had knowledge of it. Angela had knowledge of it. Everyone else besides me. And I didn't, from a standpoint of, if you're a man and you want to eliminate a threat going to the final, it makes sense. But I don't really see it any other way that it could make sense. Me myself, I wanted X out when I first came in. And then when I partnered with him in the second challenge, which was a swimming challenge, and I can't swim, and he helped me a lot in that, that's when I realized, okay, you know what? He's good to have as a number and as a capable person who can win challenges and keep me safe. So I didn't think it was the most strategically sound move, my opinion.
Yeah, was there a Big Brother meeting after that? Because then it turned out to then this week that the survivors were going after each other a little bit.
There was no meeting. No, there was no meeting. It was just kind of awkward. I felt kind of like a lone wolf because I kind of sensed and knew that Big Brother would want to keep the strong females. And I hadn't really been able to, besides trivia, I hadn't really been able to show myself physically. But Alyssa had that opportunity and did. So I knew in a pecking order with things, if keeping your alliance as strong as possible, I was right here already. So, I kind of felt definitely disjointed from my alliance. I didn't really feel like I was in one. And I kind of felt like I was at that point in the game, I needed to kind of figure out for myself how I was going to figure out whichever path to get to the final without BB. Mm-hmm.
Cinco, you seem to have such a great attitude throughout all the different dailies and the competitions. You really seem to like really enjoy all the stuff. Were you a fan of the challenge before this? Like, was this something you really appreciated being a part of?
Definitely. I love the challenge before this. That's why I was like, the elimination, like, yo, I've never seen an elimination like that. Like, it's crazy to try to prepare for. But no, like, honestly, going on a challenge is kind of something that, like, growing up, you look at it, like, yo, I could do that. Like, I'd love to do something like that. You know what I mean? And especially being a personal trainer and, like, I work out, like, every day and I train every day being an athlete. And I was like, we got to get in the gym together, right? Sicko. No, yeah, like, so seeing them, like, yo, like, and seeing these guys like CT and Wes and now Corey, the new guys, and then they're killing it. I'm like, yo, like, I can really do that. And actually being here in real life was super dope. So every moment I was in there, I'm like, yo, like, I'm actually here. Like, this is going to be fun. Like, let's do it.
Cinco, do you feel like that it hurt your game that Cash was also on this season? Would it have gone differently for you if maybe it was a different Love Island contestant?
Honestly, yes. I can say that. Honestly, yes, because I feel like the main way Kashi kind of hindered me was the social game. I couldn't really talk to anybody. The girls were kind of weird around me because they're like, oh, they don't want any problems. They don't want to get in the drama. And the guys are just like, oh, like we're cool, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Because, like, it's a game at the end of the day. Like, you never know who you can really trust. And the main people I really trust left early, Giovanni and Keshel. I'm like, yo, the first two episodes, I'm like, well, damn, guys, forget me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I was in there. I kind of felt like Aza. I was like lone wolf. I was in there like trying to figure out my own game, do things for myself, and trying to just figure things out for myself. Stay in the background, stay out of the drama as much as possible, and make moves when I needed to.
Okay. Well, I know that you both have to run. You have a lot of interviews today, but thank you for making some time to talk to us. And you know, all the best outside the show. Okay.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. All right, Brian. There you have it. Aza and Cinco.
hate to see it. Another hate to see them go. Another cookout member bites the dust. You hate to see it.
Yeah, and for Cinco, it sounds like that he would like this was his dream to come out and be on the challenge.
Yeah, I mean that's something that Ali and I talked about on the podcast for this week. Is it like he seemed like he really loved being out there? I hope he gets the call. I would love to see him make the jump over to the proper show.
Yeah. Do you think that that's a possibility? Was Cinco giving what the challenge is looking for?
I think so. I mean, I think they're always looking for the strong physical type player. I mean, I think he would be pretty high on the list. I think he would want to do it. I think not a lot of people here might necessarily want to make the jump. I think he would want to make the jump.
The interesting thing about him on the show, like there was a lot of drama around Cinco, but I feel like that Cinco was not bringing a lot of drama, if that makes sense. Like there was a lot of drama around like how Cash feels about Cinco. But really Cinco himself seemingly was doing very little to create drama.
No, he was just kind of just getting on by. He's just chilling, waiting for things to come to him, waiting to compete. That's all he really cared about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting interview here today. We are set up for a very interesting home stretch of the challenge. Of course, go check out what Brian and Ali had to say about it. Already listened this morning. Great job on the podcast. So be on the lookout for that. That's in the challenge feed. Of course, Brian, anything else coming up for you?
No, just challenge all day, every day. Waiting for season 38 to come around whenever it does.
Yeah. All right. Can we give you a Cinco-like nickname?
Oh,
do you have a number?
I had bus driver back in the day. I feel like that's still it.
No? Okay. That's still it? Okay. All right. Check out everything going on with the challenge. And we've got Big Brother back live tonight and everything else over at robinswebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.